Allah, that being, that if you love him, you will never be separated from him. but rather you will be united with Him, you will live in His Rida and in Akhirah for all of eternity. If you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that being who knows how to love, me and you don't know how to love, I mean, say that Muhammad for not living here. Allah ta'ala's confidence is جس طرح ان کی رحمت کامل ہے ہر چیز کامل ہے اللہ تعالیٰ کی محبت بھی کامل ہے اگر کسی کو اللہ کی مدد کی محبت مل جائے تو وہ کامل اللہ تعالیٰ کو محبوب بن جاتا ہے سو یو وانٹ ٹو بی لوڈ بیک ان دی موسٹ پرفیکٹ اینڈ کمپلیٹ وے دین اونلی میک سینس دیٹ یو فال ان لو ود اللہ تعالیٰ بیکاز اللہ از دی اونلی بینگ ہو ول ٹرولی آنیسٹلی اینڈ ایون مور مینیفولڈ مینی ٹائمز مور ریٹرن یور لو He is the true beloved, and He is also the true lover. This is why Allah SWT said in the Quran al-Kareem, وَالَّذِينَ آمِنُوا وَأَشْهَدُكُمْ مَنْ لَلَّهُ That those who believe have indeed love for Allah SWT. So you can imagine that this life is like a garden. And when does this happen? Allah SWT on this eventual Yawm al-Miqdad. Allah SWT gathered all of the human souls, and He asked them a question, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ Am I not your Rabb? At that moment, the seed of Tawheed and the seed of the Muhammad of Allah was planted into our ruh. Where in our qalb? Your qalb is your spiritual heart, not your physical heart that comes from Allah. Your qalb is part of your ruh. At that moment, your qalb saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of His jamal, in all of His husn, in all of His beauty without any veil. And the seed of the love for Allah was planted in our heart. Then we were sent into this world. Somebody may choose then to nurture that seed through amal al-salih by doing good deeds, ibadah, righteous actions, mu'amalat, etc. Somebody may try to water that seed through the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody will water that seed by following the sunnah of His beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Somebody will water that seed by keeping the company and sohbat of the salihin. That person who waters their seed, then the nur of iman begins to sprout. What happens first is that they get deep roots. When you water a seed properly, the first thing that happens is that its roots grow. What are those roots? Those are iman. That person who has a deep love for Allah SWT, absolute yaqeen in his iman, unshakable, unwavering faith. And that person who does not nurture the love for Allah SWT, their heart has a weak root. Sometimes they can be put into skepticism by Marxists, by atheists, by agnostics, by secular, by philosopher, by sociologist, their iman is weak, by culture, by society, by a TV program, by anything. Almost anything can put this person into some doubt, some question about their deen. They may get badzan about the sunnah, they may have su'izan about the Quran, they might even have su'izan about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because their roots are not firm, because they do not water the seed as a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that person who waters it thoroughly, number one benefit they get is they get yaqeen. Ilmul yaqeen, aynul yaqeen, haqqul yaqeen. The ultimate level of iman. The second thing is then the seed starts to sprout. If a person does not have common love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then their deen is weak. They will pray sometimes, not pray other times. If they pray all the time, they will feel it sometimes, not feel it the other time. Sometimes it will be a thin branch, sometimes it will give a right fruit. Sometimes it will give birth to a death root. The right root is that salah which has zuduri, that sajda which has surur, that ibadah which has lazan, that iman which has halawat. And the decayed root is the type of amal being offered. Just up and down, maribam and amal put it. Why? There's something wrong with the seed, the essence. The problem is the essence. Don't look at the surface. You have to go deep. And look, what was the source of feeling in prayer? What, I'm missing something at the source. I'm not just missing something in my sadhana. There's something way earlier on that is missing. What you guys call your code. Your ultimate master programming code. If there's something wrong with that, then you're going to have all types of errors. All types of conflicts. And all types of things that are going to happen. So you go back to the source code. You go back to the asana and you have to fix it. Then another person may think that, okay, if I have this weakness, then why not put myself at the disposal of a gardener? You need to see Malik Ibn Sam. Malik is a lucky Muhammad, he needs for Malik Nalik. He needs for fertilizer. make sure the pot is given in the sunlight. If there are any weeds, any sins that try to come in, he will cut the weeds away. If when the plant grows and any rotten leaves have a disease, may spread on the plant, he will cut the diseased leaves away. So that person who puts themselves at the disposal of a mali, that's another way to nourish the love for Allah Ta'ala that we have in our hearts. This is the fitrah that Allah Ta'ala put in all of His creation. Every single thing in creation creates an attraction, a jazba. You can talk about gravitational attraction between objects, magnetic attraction, positive ions, negative ions. This whole world has been created with attraction. In America, I don't know if Pakistan is or Canada, in America there's a flower called the sunflower. And literally it's called the sunflower because it leans towards the sun. You go to a sunflower seed and sunflower field in the morning, and all of the flowers are leaning towards the east. You go there, it happens the ball, they're all standing straight up. You go there towards other times, they're all leaning towards the west. The sunflower has an attraction to the sun, to sunlight, and it leans in the direction that it is attracted to. The moon exerts its attraction on the ocean. Your whole tide, high tide and low tide, is due to the gravitational effect of the moon, which is quite itself quite amazing. Oceans, large bodies of water with an incredible mass, yet they sway up and down due to the attraction of the moon. Meaning you don't even feel the gravitational force of the moon, even though we have such a small mass. Allah has put an attraction, each and everything in this world. Insan is no different. The word insan in the Arabic language comes from uns. Uns also means muhabbat. Uns in Arabic means muhabbat. So the very name of insan is that being that was created for uns, to have muhabbat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is our asal. That's the asal of Imam. Again, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّوا حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. It's not وَالَّذِينَ تَكُوا. Not for the muttaqeen. Not for أَوْلِيَاءُ اللَّهِ. No. This is a different being. This is a severe company. That's me and you. We are وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. This is our break. This is our level. We are entry level mu'mineen. The sifat that are mentioned in the Quran for the الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. If we were to adorn ourselves with those sifat, we would become amongst the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is really what this month of Ramadan is about. This month of Ramadan is to adorn yourself with the sifat of mu'minana that are mentioned in the Quran. Staying hungry and thirsty is just a means to restrict your nafs, to weaken your nafs, because it was your nafs that was preventing you from adorning yourself with those attributes. Number one is taqwa. And Allah says in Quran, in awliyahu illa al-muttaqun, that who are his awliya except for the people of taqwa. This is going to happen when we have the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. Now, believers, actually there are different intensities of love that we have. The first level, every believer has some basic love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran of Kareem, اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُخْرِجَهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. There's a great name, Shaykh Shaykh Bayezid Bustami rahimahullah. Once somebody went to Shaykh Bayezid and asked him that you always talk about love for Allah, that Allah loves us. Do you have any dalil in the Quran that Allah loves the believers? Dalil for the believers love Muslim and Islami. Ashadduhum ba'lillah. What's the dalil that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us? So he recited this verse, Allahu ladheena ladheena amanu. That a person and says Iman becomes ladheena amanu. The other should have said that you took the step, you did Iman, you now become my wali. Allah should have said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْلِيَاءُ اللَّهِ. But he said, اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. All we did was we took Iman and Allah became our wali. Now imagine that. You already know what an incredible thing it would become if we were to become the wali of Allah. That's it. This is all. Allah saying in the Quran al-Kareem, just by accepting Iman, Allah becomes our wali. Allah has given Himself His reliance to us just by virtue of our Iman. What more love could we want than this? Allah Ta'ala has so much qadr. When He talks about qadr dani, Allah Ta'ala is qadr dan of our Iman. He does more qadr of our Iman than we do. He's given us the gift of His reliance, thinking that maybe we might reciprocate and we might also try to make ourselves His money. But from the get-go, you become harmless. What does this mean? This is an initial feeling of love that every person has. Another famous example is Isha Hafi, Imam Al-Sama, very famous sheikh. But before, he was a young man who was distant from the deen. And one day he was drunk, he was intoxicated, and he was walking. And when he was walking, he saw on the ground that there was a piece of paper on the ground with the Ismail of Allah. When he saw that, he had it, because he was still a mu'min. He had that basic love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite that state of sin, that state of intoxication, he picked up his paper. He said the name of Maira on the ground, where somebody might trample over it, somebody might step on it. He took that piece of paper home. He dusted it off, he put it on it. And he put it up in his home. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that, oh, Bishr Hafi, if you have so much qadr for my name, then you have qadr for me. If you have so much muhabbat for me, Allah ta'ala sent a blast of hidayah on his heart. Automatic tawbah. This can come from the Yahdi wa Yishah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can send hidayah for free on whomsoever he wants. Sent a blast of hidayah on his heart and he totally changed. Became one of the most famous awliyas in Ummah. Because that's an old story. I'll tell you our own story. When we were in America in the 1990s, in Washington, D.C., in the suburb of D.C., in the Virginia area, there was a Muslim. And there was a Pakistani boy like you guys, who you get to read from past and show up in America, and discover Christian. Right? So this guy came to America, and mashallah, he used to come to the Masjid. You would see him in the Masjid for prayers. Fajr, Isha, he'd go to work during the day. Jummah, he would come for Jummah. Could be playing piano, and Nazaratha. Then one day, just disappeared. You never saw him. One day, week, month passed by, and he'd come again. And none of us were that close to him that we had actually got his number or known him, but you would always see him around. And all of a sudden, you missed his presence. After quite some time, a couple of years, he came back to the Masjid all of a sudden. And I wasn't there for that. The Imam asked him that, how come? So, just I'll look at this in Hindi translation. It's very interesting to my husband. He cold breath to come and say, and he said that what happened to me is at work I fell in love with a girl, white American Christian. And when I fell in love with her, and whatever she fell in love with me, I went to her parents said, look, number one, our daughter is not going to convert. Number two, if you want to marry our daughter, we will not force you to convert. But you must leave your religious gathering. You must come with us to church every Sunday. You cannot go to your mosque. You cannot meet the people in your community. You are no longer allowed to meet your fellow Muslims. He said yes. Right? Now you're spending his life with his white American wife. And he's going to church. He's not coming to the Muslims. But then he said that every day when I used to go to work, I had a Qur'an study, and I'd put it on the top of my bookshelf. Every day when I went to work, on my way out, I would look at it. Just look at it on my way out. Of Nabu Yahya, the second name of the month. And every day when I came back from work, the first thing I would do, I would look at it. But that's it. That's no Namaz, nothing else. No Juma, nothing. This is all I need to do. One day I came home from work, and as is my habit, I looked up, and the Qur'an was not there. That copy of the Qur'an wasn't there. So, I asked my wife, and she said I was doing spring cleaning, and I thought that I should throw all the things we never used. So I noticed that there's a book there that you never ever opened. You never ever opened it. So I threw it out with a whole bunch of other books that we never ever read. Yasuf appeared it. He went to the trash. She said it's in the trash. He went to the trash and he took the Quran and Muslim from the Quran and he wiped it off and he said, kissing it. And she said that, you know, I noticed that another reason I did this is because I noticed that every morning you would look at it and every time you came home you would look at it. And I realized that your religion has not still left you. And he said that, look, this book, he put it back on the shelf. Then his wife said that, look, either this book stays in this house or I stay in this house. Then he realized, all of a sudden his eyes opened up what he had actually been doing, that he had given up his deen for this woman. So he said that when she said that to me, I know that, look, this book is never going to leave this town. Baki aapne rehna hai, aapne jana hai, ye kitab kabhi nahi chhod sakte. And she left, and he came back to the masjid. And he started crying to the imam, that just this basic talaq in the Qur'an al-Kareem, just one nazar muhabbat in the Qur'an al-Kareem was enough to save my imam. Every Muslim has this basic love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may not have realized it, but when push comes to shove, when you're in a situation, that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. That is the first level. The only person who has zero love for Allah is a kafir. It's not possible that a person has the dua of iman in their heart, no matter how much they may have obscured it, they may have veiled it, they may have oppressed it, but it's still there. It's still, even if it's just a flicker. The only thing that can extinguish the dua of iman in our heart is kufr. So that thing is there, that bare minimum love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there in their heart. So the kafir has zero love, the mu'min has a basic love, and then the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the person who has the tashad, this extreme love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Urdu tarjumah hai, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَشْتَدُوا مُحَمَدِ اللَّهِ کہ ایمان والا وہی ہے جو اللہ تعالیٰ کو دور کر کے آتی This is what we have to look at our hearts. Do I have that flaming, burning passion of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if I don't have it, something very seriously wrong. I have heart disease. If somebody tells you they have heart disease in a worldly sense, you feel bad for them. Every other happiness in their life means nothing. If you have coronary heart disease, it doesn't matter whether you have a degree, you have a job, or salim, or shiku, azimah. If you have a spiritual heart disease, then what is there to be happy about in this world? What in this world can give us happiness? Why do we have to nurture the sadness that my heart is empty of the passion of the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem has mentioned four different levels of love. So you can understand the intensity of love. I'll give you another example. Take water. One thing is ice. That's the heart of the comfort. One is neem garam honey, that is the average moment. And one is boiling water. So this is what we can call, or give people the thermal energy of the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hararat, and this is the ta'bir in Arabic, hararat takam. You have the same word in Urdu, hararat. Means heat, means passion. You feel the hararat. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, innamal mu'minun. That the believers, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in front of them, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ their hearts tremor, they quiver, they shake. It's the Qur'an, this is Qur'an, I'm not teaching the Sufism, I'm teaching the Qur'an al-Kareem. We should look into ourselves, that when Allah is mentioned, does not anything happen? Do I have وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ? Am I the doctor of the ayah of the Qur'an? If not, what do I have to do to become the doctor of the ayah? Why is it that Allah's name can be mentioned and nothing happens to me? Why is it that Allah's attributes, Allah's teachings can be mentioned and nothing happens to me? One day a young man went to a sheikh and said after his death, the sheikh made dua for me, I'm scared. He said, about what? He said, I'm scared that my heart is sleeping. Make dua that my heart wakes up. I said, well, why do you say that? And he says, because you say, Qalullah with Allah, you recite verses of the Quran, you say, Qalullah with Allah, you recite verses of the Quran, and nothing happens to me. He says, oh young man, don't be afraid that your heart is sleeping. Be afraid that your heart is dead. Because when something is sleeping, if you shake it, it wakes up. If your spiritual heart is sleeping, when it heard the kalam of Allah and the kalam of Rasul, it would have woken up. If after receiving kalam of Allah and the kalam of Rasul, it remains as it is, then it may be dead. That's what we should be thinking about. When are we going to be doing amal and again in the world of mu'minun? Not some sabiqun, muqarrabun. Muhtidun are such people. At the very least in this day and age, we should try to bring ourselves to the definition of Al-Ladina Amanu and Muhtidun in the Quran. The Quranic movement. That is our goal. So there are four words in the Quranic name Allah SWT has used. Number one is Rabbat. Rabbat means to be inclined towards something. To have an inclination, the same word, to have inclination, attraction towards something. Allah used that for himself, he says in the Quran, Inna إِلَى اللَّهِ رَاغِبُونَ that verily they are towards Allah رَاغِبُونَ that their inclination and attraction of their heart, that is also from us. Second word is طَلَب. طَلَب means that you seek something. When you have inclination attached to something, then you try to actively seek it. Now when mentioning a false seller, when mentioning people who did shirk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Talibu wal Maslub. That Za'if is the Talib, the person who is doing shirk, having Talib from Hiralah. Wal Maslub and weak is that God that they are calling on who is a false God. It means true Talib also has to be from Allah. So our true Raghbat has to be from Allah, our true Talib has to be from Allah. The third step is Muhammad. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشْهَدُهُمْ لَلَّهِ That our true Muhammad has to be from Allah. And the fourth thing is Ibadah, Itaat. Ilah, to make your Mahbub is Ilah. That is the ultimate thing. First is to make your something your Mahbub. Second is to make it your Matlub. Third is to make it your Mahbub. And the fourth and ultimate is to make it Ilah, Ilahukum, Ilahu Wahid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran that your Ilah is one Allah. One God. Now we know the meaning of shirk. Shirk means that you believe in some other God except for Allah. Fine, all of us have been saved from that higher level of shirk. None of us worship anything else. Literally, if you do ibadah to something else. No. But what about these other three levels? We might not be doing shirk in uluhiyah, but we're doing shirk in muhabbat, shirk in talab. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us not even to do shirk in the rabbah. That even our love should be for Him, or based on Him, or for His pleasure, or in His name, or for His sake. We should not have love for anything that He's displeased with, or that He dislikes, or that He's prohibited. Our love has to be for Him, and for Him alone. Our talab has to be for Him, and Him alone. Our muhabbat has to be for Him, and for Him alone, or on His basis alone. And obviously, He and He alone is our ilah. That's why Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَفْرَعَ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ That Allah does not forgive that any partner should be ascribed to Him. But He forgives anything. مَا دُنَا دَعَكِ He forgives anything other than that. So we want to save ourselves from these lesser types of shirk. This is what I explained to you by using two English words. And that is only and also. So what is to say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have rahmat for you. But I have raghbat for so-and-so also. Allah Ta'ala, I have raghbat for you. But I have raghbat for modern fashion, society, etc. also. Allah Ta'ala, I have raghbat for you. But I have raghbat for what my nafs wants. I have my own desires, my own wishes also. Allah said in Quran, أَفَرَيْتَ مَنَ اسْتَخَذَ إِلَّهُ هَوَى That are you not amazed at that person who has taken hawa, his own wishes and desires, is his ilah? What does that mean? Does it mean you don't do puja to your desires literally, but you do your nafs? You're raging to what your nafs wants, as opposed to being raging to what Allah wants. What Allah wants is not also He wants only, but Allah, I have raghbat for you only. Allah, I have raghbat for what you have permitted only. Ya Allah, I have raghbat for what pleases you only. And I have no raghbat for anything else also. That is the key. Similarly, tell us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am your talib, but I am also her talib also. Allah ta'ala, I am your talib, I am his talib also. Allah, I am your talib, I am the dunya's talib also. No, that's not possible. You can only say, Allah ta'ala, I am your talib and your talib only. I am talib of your zaad only, your pleasure only. I am talib of only those things that you allow me to be talib of. Only. That is Tawheed. The one word for Tawheed is only. That's what you can understand. Third thing, Muhabbat. Allah Ta'ala, I have Muhabbat for you. But I have Muhabbat for X also. It's not possible. No way. Allah Ta'ala, I have Muhabbat for you. But I love my sleep also. Allah Ta'ala, I have Muhabbat for you. But I love my fashion sense also. Allah Ta'ala, I have Muhabbat for you. But I love the dunya also. Not possible. Only thing you can say is, Allah Ta'ala, I have muhabbat for you only. I have muhabbat for what you want me to love only. I have muhabbat for what you allow me to love only. I have nothing else in my life that is awesome. That is the meaning of Tawheed. So not to have any shirk. This is what we do actually in our heart. We have false things in our hearts. We have filled our hearts with other beings. If you make your heart a buddhana, if your heart is full of idols, pictures, and memories, and desires, and wishes, and fantasies, then know that what is the heart of Muslim says, Kalde Mu'min Arshullah, that the heart of a believer is like the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine if you could see the Arsh of Allah. How much other people would know that? How amazed you would be around that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that my Asal Arsh is the heart of a believer. That is my Arsh, that is where my Rahmah comes, my Tazal comes, my Mud comes, my Nusr comes. It may emanate from above, but it lands in the Asal purpose, the object, the goal of all of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Jaliyat, the Suyuzat, all of His Wadidat. Everything about the Habs of relationship, all of His Shabbat, are for the goal of the moment. And we keep that down dirty. These days, people in their homes, you don't even keep your bathroom dirty. You go into a house in MacGruber in the defense love for the bathroom, it's like a five-car bathroom. It has imported Spanish tiles and Italian marble and all types of brass and steel fixture and color matching, and it's being kept spotless. It's a place of najasa. We keep the places of najasa cleaner than we keep our spiritual heart, the place where Allah calls out another. He says in the Quran, hey, this doesn't look at your surahum. He doesn't look at your appearances or your wealth. He looks at your heart and your amal. So where Allah's gaze is coming, we keep that dirty. With unlawful desires, unlawful love, unlawful wishes, unlawful dreams. It means it's time to clean our hearts. Similarly, I give you two more words in Urdu. One word is Kanuni and the other word is Jununi. Kanuni Tawak means that you're just Muslim in name. Like a husband and wife, we're just married in name. There's no love, real love between them. They stay together for the sake of society, for the sake of their children. They're just married in the household together. They're just partners in children management, children raising, and household management. But there's no love between them. So Kanuni Tawak, legally they're married. But there's no love in between them. Just like that, some of us have allowed ourselves to become Kanuni Muslims. That yes, technically speaking, I am Muslim. I accept La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And tell Lord, because of that I have to fast, I have to pray, I go and do it. But there's no love in that relationship. We don't do those ibadat with devotion, with passion, with yearning, with love. That is Kanuni Tawak. Second way is we have Junoon Tawak. Junoon. And be crazed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be crazy mad about Allah. Like I was advised, that the Juni Talak is not just running the household together or raising the children together. They really love one another. So Allah said in the Quran, until you make it school from one another. This is the most ultimate bond. Just like that, there can be a person who has true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't want this to be an ordinary love. I just don't want to be an official Muslim in name. I'm doing this with a passion, with a craze. I'm yearning for Ramadan, I'm yearning for Salah, I'm yearning for Quran, I have a yearning passion for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet said, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ حَتَّى أَنْ تُقَالُ مَجْنُونَ. You should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much until you are called Majnoon. You are called Majnoon. People will call this person as crazy about their Lord. How many of us say that we follow that hate, that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, or we're so firm on our deen that people around us call us Majnoon? Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri, who Allah very famous Sahabi, used to tell the students that if you were to see my teachers named the Sahaba, you would think that they were Majnoon, they were crazy. And if my teachers were to see you, they would think you're munafiq. They would think that you're not fully properly following the deen. How can you get this Junoon to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's the Asl Maqsad of today. How can you in person increase in their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Number one way to increase in our love is to increase in our knowledge of Allah. To know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be wishes to be known, to learn His attributes, to learn how He wants to worship Him, to increase in our knowledge of the deen. Otherwise, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a stranger, you're never going to download it. You cannot fall in love with a being who is a stranger. Second thing is to increase in our zikr. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And more you remember Him. And this is something I told you people 1 or 2 years ago. Probably not a mess. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal-nazeena amanu ittaqoo Allaha haqqa tuqatih. In order to believe, you should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. How can you do this abundant remembrance? This abundant remembrance can be done just by spending 2 or 3 minutes a day. What you can do is whenever you find yourself in the day that you're free for 2 minutes, just remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're free for more than 2 minutes, do something for the mission. If you're free 2 minutes, 1 minute, half a minute, you should use that time just thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your own way, in your heart, in any way that you want. Just think about His rahmah, think about His salam, think about His fadl, think about His wujud, think about His kun, think about Him in any way that you can. If you do this, you will realize in your day that you have so many such 2 minute opportunities. There's so many times in the day when you're free for 2 minutes. You're sitting around waiting for someone, you've got 2 minutes. You're in your car, somebody forgot something, they went back in time zone, you've got 2 minutes. You're walking from one classroom to the other, you've got 2 minutes. You're walking from the building to your car, you've got 2 minutes. Your whole day is full of such 2 minute opportunities. If you use those 2 minutes a day to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the zikr of Allah will be restored to our lives. What happens is you and me, we are leading an Allah-free life. The only way the remembrance of Allah enters our life is in formal ibadah. That's not enough. It's not going to make you sincere. If you only remember Allah for 5 times a day, for 5 minutes, it's not even possible. It's not sweet. So you look at it. If you are not thinking of Allah all day, you can't just turn it on. And that's why you try and you say, I prayed and I wasn't able to remember Allah. Of course you don't. If you don't remember Allah in your days and your nights, you won't be able to remember Allah in your salah and your sajdah. You will have to literally, your whole body will be doing zikr, you will be in sajdah. Your tongue will be doing zikr saying subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even then your heart will be absent. Because your heart was absent of Allah all day long. But if you can continue to remember throughout the day for 1 minute, for 2 minutes here and there, that person remembers Allah 20% of the time, only 80%. If you remember Allah 50% of the time, you want to do 50%. So the first thing is to remember Allah anytime you have 2 minutes or less. Second way to do the good to you is that whenever you know that you're going to sit down, you're going to do something for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, you're going to study, you have class, you won't be able to do anything for the next few hours. So for 10 seconds before you start that activity, just remember Allah. So think dar doors. Just think about those fundamentals. Just start doing what you're doing. Then whatever you're doing, from time to time, check that connection. Is that connection there, or did I forget Allah? Have I gotten so absorbed in my book, or in my studies, or in my class, or in the lecture, and I even forgot Allah even exists? Does that happen? Just think about it again. 5 seconds. Just take 5 seconds, reconnect, and go back to what you're doing. You will see if you do this, you will connect, disconnect, reconnect. Inshallah, you do this for a few days, your heart will then just automatically get that now. It will become natural for you. You will be able to keep the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your background. Every human being has the ability to do that. All of us are able to think about something in the back of our mind. At all times. If you have a final exam coming up in the week's time, all week you're thinking about that exam. Even if the zahir you might be eating, you might be doing something else, and somebody asks you, did you forget about the exam? You say, no. Go in love with for us today, with us. Illa ki go in the hands of the yad. To keep something in your memory, in your yad, Allah Ta'ala gave us that ability for Him. Like in your computer, the Windows is always running in the background. On top of it, you can open up office, you can open up what you guys do, I don't know what you do, right? Not the words, not the sin. You can open up any program you want, but Windows is always there. Just like the believer can open up any program in this dunya that is giant. Studying, working, teaching, speaking, cooking, eating, whatever it is. But in the background, the Windows, what is that? The background, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is running in His heart. His heart is reserved for Allah. The rest can be given to this world within the hudud of the sharia. So to increase in our zikr, the third way is to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To follow the Sunnah lifestyle, to follow the Sunnah other than Allah. to develop the sunnah if young and have his taqwa, to have his daughter and have his ubudiyah. Don't you say that some husband is the first thing you say and so on number one is out of the who would assume. You cannot be a rasul right here. You can't be a rasul, that's finished. But you testify to the who there that I need to be as out of the way he was. That is the sunnah for me. That you have the same level of ubudiyah that he does, do I have the same tawakkul that he does, do I have the same iman that he does, do I have the same sabr and shukr that he does? These are the bounty sunnah. Why? Because Allah wants us to make sunnah with his love. Allah Ta'ala Quran saying, quote, all my beloved messengers of Allah, tell the people, in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah, that if you claim you love Allah, you wanted to love Allah directly. Allah said, you can't do that. You cannot love Allah directly. You have to go to the sunnah. Fattabi'uni, tell them to do the ittiba' of the sunnah. Then you ask, Ya Allah, I wanted to be your lover. I did da'wah of Muhammad. You told me to do the ittiba' of the sunnah. So I follow the sunnah. Now when you accept me as your lover, Allah says in the Quran, you bibku Allah. Allah will love you. You wanted to be muhim, Allah made you mahbub. You wanted to be ashik, Allah made you mashur. يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهُ Allah SWT will love you وَيَنْفِرْزُهُمْ تَرْلُوكُمْ And He will forgive you for your sins. So the first way is zikr. The second way is to follow the sunnah. The third way is to keep company of the lovers of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ is deep to make dua. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ حُبَّكَ وَحُبَّ مَا يُحِبُّكَ That all I ask you to increase me in my muhabbat for you and in my muhabbat for those who love you. Because when you keep a company of people who have the love for Allah in their heart, you will feel it coming in your heart. You will feel in yaqeen and iman in your heart. Because the reality is when we look at ourselves, we are not al-Muslimin. But when you look at yourself, this is the first experience you have with the deen is yourself. What did the deen do for you? And if you look at yourself, you might think that Islam is a great thing to say. But when you sit in the company of somebody who has properly submitted to the deen of Islam, then you will see that no. When I see this person, then I hear that Baqi Islam is the term of love. Because Islam has been in the eyes. Then you will have your king. When you see that Islam who is Ashraf al-Makhlukat, when you see that Islam who has become above the level of angels, then you will get your king in your heart. Islam is not the command of the Quran, Ya ayyuhaladzina amalakukullaha wa kudu wa sa'alikin. That all you believe have taqwa and join yourself with the Saliqeen. Those who are true to us in their deen. Because then we will realize that this is what we are aspiring to. And the last thing and the most important thing is that we have to have tawakkul. You have to have a desire in your heart. The problem with many of us is we don't have that desire in our heart anymore. In the 24th of Ramadan, we've fizzled out. We've lost our feet. It's too much for us now. Some of us are dying for Ramadan to end. We're counting the days. Allah, you should be crying that Ramadan is ending. Allah is in the Quran saying, Ayyam al-Mahdudah. These are limited days. These are days that are limited in number. You should be making a sprint. You see when there's a runner, when he sees the finish line ahead of him, he doesn't lose him, but he makes him pass down to the finish line. These next few days of Ramadan, you should be sprinting. Allah Akbar, Allah Ta'ala should come with powers in days, Allah Ta'ala will build together in these days, these last few days are enough. If a person withstood all of Ramadan in these last few days, they can make up for it. This is not the time to become sus. This is the time to become energetic. To spend more and more of your time to create this fellow inside of us. Say, Allah, we want to be amongst your lovers. We want to be amongst the pious. We want to be amongst the muttaqeen. We want to fulfill your uleen, Allah from the Taqur. We want to have your muhabbat in our heart. We want to feel the surur in our center. We want to feel that huzuni in our mouth. We want to feel that wajilat. We also want our hearts to tremble and quiver. So the real tragedy is that people don't even have stomach for these things anymore. Don't even desire them. हम अक्सर कहते हैं कि आज लोग हैं अल्लाह ताला से बहुत चीजें मांगते हैं अल्लाह से नौकरी मांगने वाले भाई बहुत लोग हैं अल्लाह से नेक रिश्ते मांगने वाले बहुत लोग हैं अल्लाह ताला से गाड़ी प्रभाव मांगने वाले बहुत लोग हैं अल्लाह सुभाना व तआला से अल्लाह मांगने वाले बहुत कम होते हैं कि अल्लाह मैं आपसे आप ही चाहता हूँ मैं आपसे आपसे ताल्लुक चाहता हूँ मैं आपसे आपकी मोहब्बत चाहता हूँ یہ بھی گان یہ بھی ایک سبب ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ بہتر تھا کہ آپ مجھے بھی اپنے چاہنے والوں کی فہرست میں شامل کرنا, مجھے بھی آپ کے محبوبین کی فہرست میں شامل کرنا. Without the love of Allah on your heart, it's like a car. Without control, it's not going to move anywhere. You might be able to push it. You might be able to drag it. You might be able to tow it. It's not going to be able to move anywhere on its own. So if we think that we can survive on our deen without the love for Allah, it's impossible. It's impossible. And what better being on this earth to love? Allah says in the Quran, يحبهم ويحبونه. يحبهم, Allah has muhabbat for them. ويحبونه, and they have love for Allah. It means that when you become the lover, you become the beloved. Guaranteed. There's no other father like that in the world. There's no other person that you can say, if I love them, guaranteed they'll love you back. Allah is that being that is guaranteed that if you become a true lover, if you become an object in Hakiki, you will become his true beloved, you will become his Mahbub in Hakiki. That is what he said in the Quran, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرَكُمْ. Remember me and I will remember you. So constantly from that is Dhakir, Allah, Mazkur, Insan, Allah, Allah, what? What that is? That is what we're here for. You become his Murid, he will make you his Murad. You become his Talib, he will make you his Matloob. You become his Zahir, you will make you his Mahmoud. This is what Allah Ta'ala's offering. This incredible actual offer is an offer of love that Allah Ta'ala wants to make us his eternally beloved. That is why he made Akhir. That's the command of his love. It's not enough for him to love us for a few years. This is why he's bestowed eternity on human beings. Otherwise, to live forever should be something that only a God should have. Why should any mortal human being be able to live forever? We should go to Jannah for 1,000 years or a million years. Allah Ta'ala said, no. Mere muhabbat ke taqazay, ki jab aap mere murad ban gaye, mere mehboob ban gaye, to aapne hamesha rehna hai. Aapne hamesha mere mehboob banna hai. Allah Akbar ke mere kya bana hai? Kaise na? Rabb kareem, ya ayyuhal insan ma ghalaka bi rabbi kal kareem. That, oh insan, what is it? دل آخر وہ کون سی چیز ہے جس نے آپ کو پیارے پروردگار کے معنی میں دھوکے بنا دیا, جس کو آپ اس دھوکے میں آ گئے کہ مجھے اس محبت کی مجھے ضرورت نہیں ہے, مجھے استغنا ہے, مجھے اس دل کی طلب کی ضرورت نہیں ہے, اس دل کی حراس کی ضرورت نہیں ہے, اس محبت کی شہر کی ضرورت نہیں ہے, اسے ایسے زندگی گزارے ماتا نے میرے قسم کی پر بیٹا. We sold ourselves, we sold the necklace of the deen, that muhabbat, that itminan, that sukur, for a few temporary things, or just for some man's muhabbat. Allah, he doesn't know that they belong to the speaking people. But God and Muhammad, may he accept us in the names and the rest of the Qawmul Mahdiyin, and may he decree for us to become amongst the fraternal Mahmudin, wa akhir al-Aqwana, alhamdulillah. Ya Allah, Ya Kareem, Ya Allah, you grant us each and every bounty and blessing that we have. Ya Allah, you allow us to fast in this month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, Ya Kareem, we abstain from food and drink for your sake. Ya Allah, we ask for you, Ya Allah, that you grant us your sanctity, Muhammad, and give us. Ya Allah, we want you to increase us in our love for you. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbaka wa hubba man yuhibbuk. Ya Allah, aap se aap ki muhabbat chahte hain, aap se aap ki chahte hain, aap se aap ka daulat chahte hain, aap ka qurb chahte hain. Ya Rabbi Kareem, aap ne apne wilayat ke elan kiye Quran mein, Allahu lillezina amanu kehkar. Ya Allah, hum bhi elan karte hain aap ke, hum bhi aap ki wali banna chahte hain, hum bhi ye sauda karna chahte hain. Ya Allah, hum bhi aap ki qubooliyat, aap ki raza chahte hain. یا اللہ ہم کو قبول فرما, ہم سے راضی ہو جاؤ. یا اللہ اگر آپ ہم سے راضی نہیں ہیں تو دنیا میں ہمارے لیے کوئی اور چارہ نہیں, اور یا اللہ اگر آپ ہم سے راضی ہو جائیں, یا اللہ تو ہمارے لیے سب کچھ ہے. یا اللہ آپ کے پاس کروڑوں اربوں بندے ہیں, یا اللہ آپ سے استعمال ہمارا کوئی نہیں. اگر آپ ہماری ہمیں قبول نہیں کرتے, اگر آپ ہمیں معاف نہیں کرتے, تو یا اللہ آپ کے در کے سوائے ہمارے پاس کوئی اور در نہیں. یا Ya Allah, hum aapki banna chahte hain. Ya Allah, we want to become your true and sincere lovers. Ya Allah, we ask you to put raghbat for you in our heart. Take away all of the false raghbat from our heart. We want all of our raghbat to only be for you and to only be for your sake, and to only be in a way that earns your pleasure. Ya Allah, we ask you to include them amongst us the love. Ya Allah, grant sati dalam for you. Ya Allah, take away all of our false dalam, all of our false desires, all of our false inclinations. Ya Allah, each and every dalam of our hearts be only for you, or only for your sake, or only in your name, or only for your pleasure. And Ya Allah, we claim we ask you to take away the false love from our hearts. Ya Allah, save us from the ishq of majazi. Ya Allah, grant us ishq of hakiki. Let us have the true and common love for you. Ya Allah, let us love only in your name and only for your sake. And remove all of the false loves from our heart. Ya Allah, in the beginning. Ya Allah, ignite the passion of faras in our heart. Ignite the flames of faras in our heart. Ya Allah, we too wish to have a heart that is humble. We wish too to have a heart that is alive. We too wish to have a heart that is awake. Ya Allah, in the beginning. We ask you to accept our hearts and make our hearts submit to each and every verse of the Quran the Kareem. Every single utter, each and every intended effect you intend from every verse. Ya Allah, let our hearts be adorned with that effect. Let our hearts become the misdaf in each and every of the ayah of the Quran. Ya Allah, in the Kareem, let our hearts become the misdaf in each and every sunnah of the Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we ask you to increase us in our dhikr. Save us from our ghaflat and bring us into a path of dhikr. Save us from our jahalat and bring us to ilm al-nafi'. Ya Allah, save us from our dhalat and bring us to the path of hidayah. Ya Allah, you are the kareem. Save us from the dhalat. And Ya Allah, guide us into the nur. Ya Allah, give us the nur of dhikr into our heart. The nur of your mahabbah into our heart. Ya Allah, the kareem. We ask you to accept us from the Ramadan. In these last few days of Ramadan, Ya Allah, we ask you to bring us to najat and the hellfire. Ya Allah, your beloved messenger from Al-Sand, this is the time of Ishq min al-Nar. Allahumma azirna min al-Nar. Ya Allah, we ask you to save us from the torment of the hellfire, from the azab of the grave, from the difficulties of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Ya Allah, surely we have become the members of this ummah that have deserved this punishment. We are mustafiqeen al-Nar. But Ya Allah, you are Afuwwun Kareem. The Hibba Afwa Afwa Anna. Ya Allah, you are the forgiving one. You love to forgive. Forgiving to fit you. Ya Allah, we ask you to forgive us for all of our sins and transgressions. Ya Allah, we ask you to grant us istiqamah, to put our iman in your hifaza. Let us not go back to our old ways after this month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, let us not fall prey to the unleashed yaqeen after this month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, whatever naked temple we were able to get in this month, Ya Allah, we ask you to grant us istiqamah on it. We ask you to keep us in it under our hifaza. Ya Allah, we ask you to give us Ziyana, to increase us even after this month of Ramadan. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we pray for all the students in this university. Ya Rabbi Kareem, shower your special hidayah on the youth of the Ummah. Ya Allah, save them from all the false ideologies from outside of the state. And save us from the new false ideologies that are coming up from within the state. Ya Allah, save us from the fitna of modernism. Save us from the fitna of secularism. Ya Allah, save us from the fitna of reformism. Ya Rabbi Kareem, guide us to the Khalid deen of the Sahaba. Guide us to the deen of the ulama and the shaykh. That is the deen of the Mufassirin, Muhaddithin, Ulama, Ubiyin, and Awliya al-Kamineen. Ya Allah, guide us on the path of Mustaqeen, on the path of the Siddiqeen and the Salihin. Ya Allah, in the beginning, we place our iman in your hifaza. We place our iman in all of our successive generations until Qiyamah in your hifaza. Ya Allah, we ask you to shower with the campus of your hidayah. Ya Allah, we ask you to forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for our unspeakable sins. Forgive us for our horrific sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to grant us taqwa of the eyes, taqwa of the heart, taqwa of the tongue, taqwa of the ears. Ya Allah, we ask you to adorn us with the balance of taqwa before we are adorned with the coffin of our grave. Ya Allah, we ask you to enable us to do husn al-tawbah before we are down to husn al-mayyit. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to enable us to do our own hisab in this earth before our hisab is done in the Yawm al-Qiyamah. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to grant us a place along the ranks of the Prophet ﷺ and the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Grant us a place amongst the Mu'minun. Ya Allah, and in Jannah, grant us a place amongst the Mu'minin and the Salihin. Rabbana, taqabbal minna innaka anta as-samiu al-rahim. Wa tub ilayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Thank you.
I'm sorry.